Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 18, On the Plateau. Welcome back, friends and neighbors. This is Episode 18 of The Shrinking Man Project, and I am The Shrinking Man, your host, Doc Coleman. I hope everyone has had a good week this past week. Mine has been pretty enjoyable. I got my motorcycle back from storage this past week, but I haven't been able to do much riding yet. I really need to make sure that I get in more riding this year than I did last year. It didn't happen this week because a lot of my time this week has been taken up with working on my riding. Things have felt like I've made a fair bit of progress, but it also still seems like I've just been treading water. I think this has been due to the fact that I'm still in the middle of revising two separate stories and collecting feedback from my beta readers. But enough of this rambling. Let's get this show rolling so I can move on to other rambling.
Off to the scales!
That's right, it's time for me to go get weighed. As usual, I've found a new gem for your ears, so stay tuned for this week's featured promo.
Aliens and humans alike wanted to stop him at any cost, kill him if possible, destroy his quest for glory. He marshaled his forces and unified all the races under his violent leadership. They fought as one, left their blood on the field of battle, but persevered and conquered. He led his comrades to victory time and time again. And now, he's back for his second season. Quarterback Quentin Barnes returns for his sophomore effort with the INF Krakens in Scott Sigler's hardcover novel, The Starter, on sale now at scottsigler.com/thestarter and at amazon.com. The sequel to The Rookie, The Starter is a sci-fi sports gangland mashup described as Any Given Sunday meets The Godfather meets Star Wars. This signed, numbered, limited edition collector's item is available for pre-order on April 1st, 2010 at scottsigler.com/thestarter and at amazon.com.
I've never been a fan of professional football, but Scott Sigler's writing has opened a new world for me and given me a new appreciation for the game. In The Rookie, Scott Sigler envisioned a galaxy where an extremely violent version of the game of football was used to promote interspecies cooperation. Yeah, really. One man, Quentin Barnes, must rise above the bigotry that he has been taught his entire life in order to succeed in the world of galactic football. Now Quentin is ready for his second season with the INF Krakens, and his first in the meat grinder that is Tier 1 football. The Rookie and The Starter are part of a riveting story, and make great podcasts to listen to when working out. The Rookie is out there on Podiobooks, and The Starter is being podcast right now. In addition to finding these at Podiobooks, or if you don't want to wait for the end of the podcast, you can go to scottsigler.com and order copies of both books right away. And if you like the story, you can pre-order the next book in the series, The All-Pro, at the same time.
The Weigh-In.
It seems that I have well and truly plateaued, folks. This has been yet another week at 292 pounds. I've been trying to change things up a bit, altering my food and trying new exercises, but right now, I seem to be stuck. I'm trying to keep calm and stay with the program, but I'm also starting to feel the frustration. I really don't know what else I can do about this right now. I'm going to try to stay the course and rack my brain, and I'll keep trying to change things up, but I am just at a loss right now.
The Week in Review.
Not much new on the computer frontier. I'm loaning my old MacBook Pro out to a friend whose PC is dying and can't afford a new computer. Was kind of interesting prepping it for him as I had to reconfigure it with a massive boot camp partition and load Windows up on it. And of course, the day I handed it over, I spent most of my evening playing tech support because of a couple programs I forgot to reinstall on the Windows side. Oops. Oddly enough, once I had loaned out that machine, I've had fewer issues with my server. I guess it just isn't being hit as hard or something. I started a new exercise experiment this week. Instead of walking at work this week, I've been doing stairs. Ugh. That really works out a different set of muscles. And I can get in more of a workout in less time. I'm still trying to work out my appropriate level of effort to keep from getting all sweaty and stinky at work, but this does seem to have potential in the short run. My arm seems to be a little bit better this week. My appointment to get it scanned is on Monday, so I won't have the results until next podcast. But it doesn't seem quite as swollen, and I haven't been having the same problems with cold fingers that I was before. I'd like it to go away on its own, but I'd also like to identify what the issue is so I could figure out if there's anything to be concerned about. Hopefully the tests will be enlightening. I've been on plan again this week, but I've been trying to change up my food some. Trying some new foods and revisiting some things that I haven't had in a while. But I think I need to work in some more fresh fruit in the future. I've run out of fruit, and I kind of miss it. Maybe that's what I'm missing. Key seems to be getting the hang of this audio editing thing. We still have some bugs to work out in terms of how we pass files back and forth easily, but so far it seems to be going well. Now, if only I had some more minions.
I'm not a minion! I'm your wife!
Lessons learned.
Sometimes you can do everything right and still not get the results you expect. I ought to be losing again, but it just isn't happening. I can't give in to the frustration or let it convince me to try something desperate. I have to be strong and stay with the program.
Moving forward.
Getting back to basics. There are so many factors that complicate things in figuring out weight loss. Now that I've stalled, I should probably see about simplifying things and getting back to those basics.
Feedback!
Julie asked an interesting question over on the Facebook fan page. She wants me to talk about my experiences in drinking water, how it is that I manage to get enough fluids in. Hydration actually turns out to be an involved subject, and there are many different divided opinions on it. I may end up having to do a series of segments to discuss the different aspects of the subject. So, I'd like everyone to help me with my research. Let me know what issues you've been having with keeping hydrated. Tell me what tricks you might have come up with to avoid dehydration. Do you have a special way of treating yourself when you get all of your water in? I'd like to hear your thoughts on the subject. And if you'd like to sound off, just leave a comment on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com or leave me a voicemail at 240-745-5022 or head on over to Facebook and talk with Julie and the rest at the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project page. As always, if you've got a podcast or a special event coming up, send me a promo or a description. And I would really appreciate it if folks could leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley or tell your friends about the podcast. But above all, have a good week and keep losing that weight. I'll talk to you all next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
All right, take three. Let's get it right this time. Thank you, pipes. Okay, I just hit upon part of my script that doesn't flow. Why am I only discovering this in the third draft? And if you like them, you can order copies of both books if you really want to... Nah, didn't work. Come on, brain. This is supposed to be the last take. It's supposed to all be ready.